Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. This is Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And, of course, you can always hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm standing by on Facebook as well as our Blog Talk chat room page along with Twitter.
Yay!
Questions, comments, the hole you dig. Hello, everybody.
All right. And that voice you hear is the great producer, Supreme Candace.
What is up, people?
What's happening? What's happening?
Okay.
Happy Monday.
Is it?
No.
Okay. No. All right. You know, this is like the fourth week in a row where how was your week? And no one's got anything happy to say.
How was
your week?
My week was okay. Hey, man. I went to see the Avengers.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
My week is great. I assembled as well. Yeah, I waited a year for that, man. I've had a great year. I've waited 40.
Telling on yourself.
Yeah, hey, I'm saying. Just saying.
Your age is showing. Pull
hey,
it up.
Whatever.
But I'm just saying. Hey, it was all in all. Actually, I had a good week. We're going to get into reasons why later on. But we had a small get together at the house Saturday. Everything was cool. Shot some pool and spent time with family. Man, the week was great.
What's up?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, man. My highlight of my weekend was going to see the Avengers. Enjoyed it. $200 million.
What?
Yeah, that's the box office
for the
weekend. Set an all-time record for an opening weekend. $200 million.
Yeah, and it's not just by the whim. That movie is awesome. That is an awesome movie.
Yeah, one of the best action movies I've ever seen, period.
No doubt. And I recommend that anybody, even if you're not a comic book fan or if you're not a superhero fan, just go see that movie, man.
You're going to enjoy it.
It's
really hard to find a flaw in that movie. It's fun.
And then but at the end of the day, it is a fun movie. It does what it do, and, you know, whatever. But we finna holler at some people and get our day started.
Right.
First off, we got to holler at Maya Hawkins. What's up? Chandra Roberts, what's happening with you? Sam Lee, what's going on, brother? Get better. JC and Calvin. And we got a shout-out to Jennifer Jones. Her boyfriend's son was in a car accident, and he's in a coma now.
Oh.
So we definitely send our prayers out to him, her, and his son. I mean, you know,
that's right.
Have a speedy recovery. And on to our AD Anthony Davis news.
How's the unibrow? It's big and valuable.
Yes, and now is royalty because Anthony Davis this past Friday met with President Barack Obama for celebrating their NCAA win.
That's nice.
Dude, well, him and the rest, I don't want to just, but the rest of Kentucky Wildcats met with the president this past Friday. So, big shout out to the man.
How do you like it?
Oh, I talked to him. He said it was pretty cool, man. You know, if you look at the video, president gives everybody the shake.
Right.
As soon as he gets to Anthony, they get the dap, bring it in, slap
on
the back.
And
he brought him the whole.
Did he apologize to him?
Nah.
Yeah, because he should have, because he didn't pick him.
Right. Nah, he didn't. Hey, man, my bad. I need 16. But back now on to the DJ's B-Days. We have two. This is what I was going to earlier. We have Jacqueline Harris, my auntie. Hey, TT, how you doing? And we have my mom celebrated her birthday, Charmel Harris. Hey, Ma, happy belated. But,
that's
you know,
right.
we got it in. I know you liked it. We got it in Saturday, didn't we? So, and that'll do. We have enjoyed our stay. Thanks for listening.
Cool. On that note, this is The Terrible Truth.
This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark with The Terrible Truth. The newest party hotspot, funeral homes. Check this out. trying to find a place to hold a birthday party, baby shower, or a wedding reception. The usual places come to mind, like people's homes, hotels, maybe a restaurant. But these days,
Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, for what? Your wedding reception? What's your baby? What, you getting married to a 9-year-old, man?
Mm-hmm.
But these days, another industry is getting involved in planning those celebrations. First Coast News reports their experienced hosts are just dying for your business. We just have a good time, says Ann Weldon, who comes to the Terrence Room in Clay County almost every Wednesday for bean day. Baked beans, rice, cornbread, and desserts are always on the menu. It's a festive atmosphere despite being down the hall from caskets.
That's
a crematorium and right next to the cemetery. People say what? They saw what? And you're having lunch at a cemetery. That's what they say. In a place normally reserved for sad occasions, the newly rebuilt Russell Haven Funeral Home in Green Cove Springs also has a fun side. I guess they putting the fun back in funerals.
There you go.
We've done a bridal shower, a baby shower, a surprise birthday party, says Anna Olmstein of Russell West Funeral Home. Oh, my God.
There you go.
Hey. I didn't know they were doing that at funeral homes.
Not just for death anymore.
Damn.
Who wakes up and say, hey, man, surprise, we having your party at a funeral home? Like, if we walk into the funeral
Maybe
home,
if they're old enough, you might want to do that, because you never know. The surprise might just...
Just might knock them out.
Just might put them out.
At the end of the day, though, because if you roll grandma, she's 98, and you surprised, you can just roll her right down the the gray one that I looked at last week.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess that does make sense.
You never know. Surprise, man. Hey, Nippy should have tried that out.
That is
oh.
Yep. Okay, love that. I got a little letter for you before we go any further.
Okay.
Yep, this is called Love the Show from Ms. Ashley Mills.
Oh, okay.
I came across you guys' show on Blog Talk, and I was laughing from beginning to end. You guys are great. Candace is so sweet. Ray and Devon are the combination of smart and funny. I think I have a crush on Devon, though. He's sexy. That's us saying that. Not me. I saw the YouTube clips, and my favorite by far is Joe Oliver. When Kent Clark pulled that teddy bear out, I needed a drink. I absolutely love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing, and I will keep listening.
Hey, that's what's up.
P.S. Is Devon single? Seriously. That's her. Again, that's her. That's not me. So.
Okay. I'm supposed to answer that?
If you won't.
Oh, well, to Miss Ashley Mills, yes, I'm still single. Nobody has decided to cuff me yet.
There you
Thanks
go.
For the sexy comment, though.
There you go.
I try to do my P90X.
Oh, he's blushing, Ashley.
Yeah.
And as dark as I am, that's hard.
Hey.
Look at Ray.
Hey.
There you go. Hey, whatever, man. I take it I'm the smart
Don't
one,
you
man.
Hate on
hey.
Your color. Hey, man.
No,
what
we embrace
you saying?
That.
What you saying?
Oh, we embrace our
we
color.
We won the
right
same.
We
both.
Embrace
right.
that. We love it. Hey, man, dark skin is hot.
It's
man.
In.
And who don't love chocolate?
That's right.
That's right.
You know what I find? I find white chocolate offensive.
You do?
Yeah. I do. I find it offensive.
It's a farce.
Yeah, it's one
because
that's not chocolate.
Right, it's cocoa butter.
Right, and it's just we can't let y'all even have chocolate.
Nah.
they was just, yeah,
you
we can't even, right, that was white supremacy. We can't even let you have chocolate.
We're going to take the chocolate out and provide you with that pure Beyonce.
Yeah, remember, didn't they create that in like the 90s? Wasn't White Chocolate the creation of like
more
the 90s?
Less, yeah.
And then you start seeing the white crunch bars and everything was just like, look, you don't have to do that anymore. We've got, you know, whatever.
Why would you keep eating Mr.
Why would
Goodbar?
You, right, why would you keep doing this when now it's socially acceptable to
eat white Nestle Crunches?
It won't even stain your shirt.
Nor get you in trouble with the police.
All right. So, you know, whatever.
It's a farce. I mean, right. It doesn't even taste white chocolate.
You know
what?
Right.
It does nothing for me.
I've had white chocolate. Well, first off, I had a white chocolate payday. I don't know if y'all had one of them. Oh, man.
White nuts just did it for you.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Tell me.
All right.
Wait a minute! I didn't nothing about that. That's next to, hey man, reach up there in the cupboard, give me the tea bags. I didn't like that.
Right, that calls for an apology, sir.
Yeah,
no, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
I wasn't trying to.
I just went over and found me some Steve Jobs. I missed so much. Let me go down there and play with his apple.
Oh God.
Go to the next story, man. I ain't like this.
All right.
You're taking me there. Freaky boy.
Ninja attacks medical marijuana delivery man.
And you don't mean ninja, do you? Or you mean ninja?
No, I mean knuckles. I mean ninjas. Actual ninjas. Throwing stars, all that. That got you last week. I know.
Knuckles. Oh, man, I love that.
Yeah, police officer Alan Hensley told the San Gabriel Valley Tribune the victim. Oh, wait a minute, sorry. West Covina, California. West Covina police say two people in ninja costumes robbed a medical marijuana delivery man, but it's not clear how much money or how much marijuana was taken.
Don't forget how. Yep, we don't know.
The victim had just made a delivery to a patient on South Sunset Avenue and was headed to his car when a pair confronted him and chased him with batons, mm-hmm. dressed like ninjas. All right. They say the attack took place just before 10 p.m. Friday. The victim in his 40s was scared and dropped the bag containing medical marijuana and the money, and the attackers took it.
So it's supposed to have been medicinal.
It was, yeah, because, you know, it's legal there.
Yeah, medicinal. I heard.
Right, so they have shops and delivery people, and, yeah. And two people would say, let's put these costumes on and get some free stuff.
Let's dress like a Power Ranger. And
that's
steal.
Right.
Okay, that works.
And the police say they know of no other ninja-style attacks recently, so...
Whatever. I mean,
yeah, whatever.
Get the people going. I mean,
you should be prepared.
What is okay? So ninjas are stealing weed now,
according to in California. Yes,
that's the new. That's the new. That's the new hotness.
That's right.
Well,
hey,
eat the chips. Eat the chips.
But imagine how. Because I had a feeling he was sampling what he was delivering. So
of course,
you know,
man,
I'm sure he couldn't believe his eyes when he seen them standing on his car.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you yeah. When he was like, oh, these can't. These cannot be real ninjas on my Ford Focus. This cannot be real.
What did they cut my. What did they cut this with?
If
I
they ninjas,
I
want to see
it.
Them throw a ninja style right
I
now.
I would have, yeah.
If it ain't happening.
Dude.
Yeah, you said the bust down his blunt.
There you go.
Let me get that far.
I'm going to take one more pull off this blunt, and I'm going to see if this is real.
There you go.
God.
Yep, it's real.
Not old dweeb.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Hey.
We are just there. But real quick, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute and 30 seconds. Truth Brothers Radio.
Coolest nigga, what?
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm fearless, now hear this, I'm earless, and I'm peerless, that means I'm eyeless, which means I'm tearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is, which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it, I can feel its nearness, but I'm a beer, so I don't come near like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you steer, I really shouldn't be behind this, clearly because my blindness.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever. It's the candy bar that's fun to try. It's half smooth white milk chocolate, and the other half is deep dark chocolate.
Wow, it's enormous.
How about cream filling?
That too. Put it in your mouth.
Yes.
Whichever side you crave, pick up a Zebra Bar and let the chocolate melt in your mouth.
Truth Brothers Radio.
A preacher that once was a fiend. A story of change that came with wings. Pretty as the skyline. Sky is my ally. Son of the most of a
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. Ninjas are robbing people for their weed, and the world keeps turning.
Yeah, and we throwing parties and funeral homes.
There you go.
Yeah, so hey.
Party till we die. You know what? Well, yeah, you know, my ex-wife owns a funeral home.
Okay.
I guess I should have suggested that.
Nah, she probably just threw you in there with it or something.
Well,
like
yeah.
Yikes.
If my ex-father-in-law would have had his way, that's how it would have went.
They don't like you?
Oh, he didn't like me at all.
You're not the most approachable dude, man.
Yeah, that wasn't then, though. No. I was a strict 85 then. He just
but
didn't.
Still,
he just
sure
saw
you still,
young punk.
I'm sure then you still wasn't approachable, man. I'm sure.
No, I was very approachable.
So you were approachable as a kid.
Yes.
But as you got older, you became less approachable.
Somewhere along the line, the military intervened, and that's when.
But they
just stripped the joy from you.
I don't approach young kids because I just assume they all have guns and weapons.
Yeah, well, they didn't have it in my day. All they had was Walkmans and
slingshots.
Right.
And the rocket they hit Goliath with.
Wow.
Yeah, you
right.
That'll pay you back for that white
that's,
nut.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll take that.
Your walker was made with the original wheel. How about that? All right.
Walker's got wheels. Really?
Right.
Walker's got wheels.
They got the walker. You ain't never seen an old
with
lady.
Two sticks in the front, the wheels in the back.
You ain't never seen an old lady who be trying to cross. Not,
no, I
not
thought they
the
have, like, cut out tennis balls on the back of them.
some do because they don't want to scratch up
right.
the floors.
But, nah, but do you know you ain't never seen that old lady who don't want to cross in the white section, so she crosses in the middle of the street while cars are going
yeah.
past?
Yeah. But
she
I never seen
that
the
road
wheel.
Walking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I thought they have to pick it up and put it down and pick it up.
Nah,
and
they got the one you
makes
just rest,
them work.
Rest your elbows and forearms now. You just scoot it like a razor.
Oh.
Oh,
wow. The razor scooters, yeah.
I got you.
That's going to be in the X Games in a minute. Watch.
Extreme walkers.
Old, extreme old walking.
Hey, hold on real quick, fellas. I want to give an extra special shout out to Miss Jolene. Out there, I want to say, hey, what's up to you and Marvin, I'm sorry.
All right.
Out there
right.
in the chat room.
What's happening?
Welcome. Big Truth Brothers, welcome.
All right.
There you go.
The answer I have to tell the truth story because we seem to just be going off track.
We are okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mess
nah,
up the mojo,
you.
But I wanted to make sure I threw it out there.
Go ahead. You the producer. That's your hey, do what you do.
But since we're talking about robbing and whatnot, check this out. Woman gets hypnotized against her will and hands over $160,000 in cash.
She's lying.
That's the excuse.
That's it. She's lying.
That's
sorry.
Just right out the back.
Okay. She's lying.
Maybe Dr. Strange did it.
Okay.
Well, let's see here. A woman has told Boston police that she was approached by three scam artists in Chinatown last month and hypnotized without her permission before giving them all her valuables, including jewelry and $160,000 in cash. The victim,
yeah.
who only spoke Cantonese.
Of course, because... Yeah, that's
but
what
she
happened.
Got 160,000, but only speaks Cantonese.
In dollars, not francs, not pesos, not
right,
not pounds. Nope, she got it.
Yep. It's starting to smell bad.
Now check this out, though. The victim, who only spoke Cantonese, told police on April 16th that she was approached by three Asian women between 30 and 40 years old.
Haitian or Asian?
Asian.
Asian.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And one of the suspects talked to her in Cantonese for about 5 minutes, asking random questions about the victim's family members.
Yeah. Do you have a father? Do you
I'm
have a mother?
Now
look at my watch.
Who's here with you right now?
Yep. Next thing you know, the dude from the Old Spice commercial is going to be hypnotized. Look at my feet.
Hey.
Now look at my chest. Now look at my eyes.
Now back to me.
Now back to me.
Look down. Stay there.
Oh, all right. That was, wait a minute. Did we
Giggity.
Just go there?
Yeah.
Anyway, the victim stated.
Wow.
To officers.
Well, did that hit a little close to home?
Shut up. The victim stated to officers that she believed doing the
crime. I don't even care about the story, though, but I was, yo.
Dude.
Look up, look down, back
hey,
to me.
Man. If any ladies out, if
stay
there's
there.
Any ladies who are out there listening,
see
have
those,
seen that Old Spice
those
commercial,
pearls.
You feel shut up. You feel where I'm going.
No,
yeah,
said,
wow.
Look down now. Stay
now,
there.
Now, stay there.
Stay there. Keep looking.
Breathe
don't move.
Breathe.
Don't blink.
Well, there she is. Just saying.
All right.
You might miss something.
It's whoa!
The, it's the old fighting guy.
He didn't just say that.
What?
Tell me.
New sound effect?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah?
Look down. What's that again?
Yep.
Now back to me. Look down.
Stay there.
Stay there.
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Look down.
Get hey, your... Tony, I see you in the chat room. You
yep.
hear me, girl. You
look,
seen the Old
look,
Spice guy.
Mentioned Old Spice and look down. And Tony clogged right. Yep,
yep.
I'm in.
It's time
you,
to
you
get down
that.
To the... All right. Old Spice, grab your sandwich. Here's the man.
that's
what we have
that's
today.
Where we're at today.
Well, you need pickles for a sandwich.
Well, we... Are we just going to... What is this?
Tell me.
Okay, I'm going to finish.
He didn't just say that.
She is just...
Okay.
Boy, we do the catwalking kit last week. And it just... The shirt's off. People, let's go.
Okay, all right. I will be good.
Yeah, let's hear
you. I'm sorry.
Let's hear your story.
Anyway, the victim stated to officers she believes during the conversation she was hypnotized, police said, issuing a community alert. The victim further stated that she did not agree to be hypnotized by the suspect.
Not at all.
The victim then went home with a plastic bag that was given to her by one of the suspects and placed all of her valuables in it. She handed the bag to the three suspects in the Boston Common in the area of Boston Common
Justice.
Near Province Street. Police warned that the scam appeared to be targeting elderly victims. They also said they have received information that similar scams have occurred in other areas of the country, including New York.
That's a hell of a scam.
So
let me get this straight. Maybe I'm not catching this right.
Yeah. Hold on. 818-514-1202. Have you ever been hypnotized into doing something you didn't want to do?
We can go there.
Mm-hmm.
Look down.
I will behave.
You've been hypnotized?
You've been hypnotized?
No.
I know what she's thinking.
No.
I know what she's thinking.
You
I
might
saw something and I was, woo! Yeah, that's what she's, look at her. Look at the blood.
Yeah.
She's blushing
hey,
now.
Man. This ain't
she's
about
blushing
me.
Now.
All righty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What you did it?
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
No, you know, it's funny, man. In my senior year of high school, I had we had a lecture class, and I had to do a thing, and I hypnotized somebody in class out of this book I got out of the library. But I really did it and thought I did something, but I guess I couldn't bring her out of it right because she was screwed up. So it was just weird. My senior class history teacher was a hypnotist, so he had to come and lead her out of the thing right. But
I can't believe it. I don't believe in hypnotism. I don't.
Well, no, I got to admit it's kind of true because it was this book I got out of the library that explained how to do it, and this was just a random girl I picked in class. So it wasn't because I was going to run a scam to get this A, but once I'd seen it, could really, you know, I did it for real, and it really do.
Did the girl like you?
No, I didn't. I didn't think to ask her for money or.
No, I'm just saying, did she like you?
Yeah. No.
She think she couldn't stand you?
No, it didn't. She hate me. It wasn't just.
See, y'all, did y'all ever see each other in the hallway?
Not, I mean, not really.
You know,
we weren't acquaintances. We just had the class. Just saying.
Senior year was a long time ago. You can tell us.
There
right
we
now.
Go.
No, I don't mean it like go. That. I mean
yep.
like.
So you know, I thought about telling Abe Lincoln's wife to take her shirt off, but then I was like, no, you look like a moose.
Ooh.
Oh, Abe Lincoln's wife. You ever remember that Geico commercial?
Right.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah,
when she came
out and asked Abe, how,
make my butt look fat.
Abe, honest Abe was stuck.
Well.
Damn.
I'd rather go get shot.
Let's go to that theater.
You know what? I don't want to ask this right now.
Let's go to the theater. Let's go see that play.
Yep. Booth, what you doing in here?
Booth, what you doing in my booth?
Oh, yeah. Well. All
yeah,
right.
We just made a joke about Lincoln. So what? Yeah, we did it.
Ah, man. I got a quick little story that I want to run past y'all.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys remember the Oklahoma gunman who was going around killing and shooting up black people saying,
y'all remember that?
Yeah, because it was Tuesday.
Yeah, just I'm going around shooting people cuz.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, not shooting people, excuse me. I'm going around shooting black people cuz. But this guy says he's not racist. I have black friends.
The ones that shot.
The main comeback line whenever anyone is accused.
That's the craziest thing.
I mean, damn.
Told you. That's what Joe Oliver said.
I've got three black friends.
That's how Joe Oliver knew that Zimmerman was a great guy because he said he got black friends and he was one of the black friends.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember when Kent interviewed that. That was awesome. But one of two white Oklahoma men accused of hate crimes in a shooting spree that left three black people dead in Tulsa says in a jailhouse interview that he has no hatred for blacks. Jake England's attorney, Clark Brewster, released a 7-minute tape of an interview with his client today in which the 19-year-old says he has black friends. He has friends who are black. The video was posted on Tulsa TV. The line of work that I was in and the place I worked, we always got along with everybody, England says in the video. It didn't matter what color you were. England and Alvin Watts, who's 32, have reportedly confessed to carrying out a rampage on April 6th and left three people dead, two others seriously wounded.
So why did they shoot black people?
Hey, man.
Oh, I'm just saying, I thought the story might have.
I'm going to get into that. Maybe it does. According to the Associated Press, England confessed to shooting three people and Watts confessed to shooting two. The two men were charged with three counts of first-degree murder, two counts of shooting with intent to kill, five counts of malicious intimidation or harassment. In the video posted by KOTV, England seems sick, but his deep voice seems to catch when the lawyer asks him about the violent deaths of his father and girlfriend. Staring hard into the camera, England describes how his father was killed trying to defend his sister and two young children from a man trying to break into their home who seemed to be black. He also his girlfriend, with whom he had a young son, shot herself in the head in front of him and a toddler in January.
By seeing someone who seemed to be.
Because he saw that gay guy on Yo Gabba Gabba with the orange outsuit.
There you go.
He said, no,
there
he's
you
black.
Go.
And he's, yeah, let's off ourselves. But, oh my God, my father tried to defend us from the blacks.
That was coming through our window
that
appeared to be,
mask.
But it was nighttime. And he had a mask on. Yeah, whatever.
All of them looking like.
Man,
you seen the tar on their skin? Like that's just yeah.
Wow. 818-514-1202. You know that's
how you
love. Yeah,
all
right.
Wow. I mean,
that gets you where you live.
And so let me get this straight. So your dad stops a black guy.
Apparently,
yeah.
He stopped a burglar who had a mask on, but it was night and the lights was off, so he looked pretty black to me.
I'm sure.
Hey,
I knew he was black by his fingernails. But The thing is, you stopped the burglar who, again,
you
like
stopped him.
I guess he said his dad was killed by the guy. But at the end of the day, so now you must shoot every black man you see.
Whatever. But he said he worked, you know, at the Shake and Stop. He got along with everybody.
He worked.
But that one day,
Tree Ropes.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey.
Yeah,
hey.
Whatever.
Down at Tree Ropes.
Hey.
Whatever. Whatever.
I'm hung,
man.
Blacks. I mean, hung around.
Oh, Lord. This racism is killing me inside.
There you go. Right. Hey, what's up? Take it in your life.
Just in case for those who are just tuning in, we at this True Buzz Radio. In the second hour, we will be getting into in sickness and in health. We want everybody to call in, you know, voice your opinion. I'm sure you got something that is going on with your marriage or went on with a marriage that you might want to discuss that might pop up in that conversation.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and go to a break, and then we'll be rounding out the terrible truth. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yo, word up. Get from out my face before you get bust quickly. That's the hip. The hippie. I'm riffing in a minute because I'm gifted like December 25th. Now let me flip. I'm all knowing. Lyric and syllables thrown. Even when it's snowing, I'm party going. Free flowing and stomping. Never tiptoeing. Throwing a car, big old bras. I got 1,000, the planet got women. I got as many rhymes as many styles of women. Don't let me come out on that ass, start flipping. You're until I'm afflicted, acting ill and sickening. Picking the victim at random, slamming them, track them to the station.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Jones Barbecue Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here, Jones. Good ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's Jones, bigasstruckrentalandstorage.com/Jones. Good ass barbecue and foot massage. HTML.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
Truth Brothers Radio.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It's
get
well,
the people going.
There must be some kind of way
out of here. Come on, man. All right.
Oh, Two Brothers.
I love that one. That was my favorite. All right. Two Brothers Radio. We're back, man. And this portion of True Brothers is brought to you by Bobby Christina's Other Brother Lover Rubbers. When your stepbrother look too damn good.
All right. And also brought to you by Conrad Murray Sleeping Pills. Sleep like a king.
But while we're on commercials, just for a second, what the hell does big ass
Truck riddles and storage
and barbecue have to do?
That's
who's moving.
Means you got a garage at the back of the store and it's got to be used for something.
If he's did the man not say if it's friable and edible he'll make it delicionable?
Delicionable.
There you go.
Now take that in your
How's
life.
How's that spell?
You know what?
Don't attempt it. No,
this ain't
fine.
Even a spelling bee. This is
right.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Right.
Well, we don't spell too nice.
No, y'all don't spell too nice.
Anyway, tourists mauled by tame cheetahs.
Wait, tame cheetahs as in, oh my God, look at what my boyfriend's doing.
As in Chester,
Oh, okay.
Without the Cheetos. These two motherfuckers
wait,
said, I know you
no,
got some.
No!
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
that was my mistake.
Well, we have to go. They're packing our stuff up right now. We got to go. You
That's
cannot say
apologies.
That.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. On y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Never mind.
This
is it.
Yep. Port Elizabeth, South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Two excited, supposedly tamed cheetahs mauled a Scottish tourist in a petting area at the South Africa game park, forcing her to play dead.
This
turning her holiday into a nightmare. Bad. Play dead. Lay down. I don't think she was playing.
I don't think she speaks it. Speak your language. That's go there. We're finna go there. Go ahead.
The incident at the Karanga game park.
Karanga click click bang. Somebody get the Mabuku cools in here.
Oh no! Here we go.
Yeah,
here we go.
Hey, everybody gotta get a dose.
Oh,
Cheetah! I'm not going near him.
Oh. Last Saturday, when Violet DeMello, who had just posed for a picture with the hand-reared cheetahs named Mark and Monty. Tried to protect a 7-year-old boy, according to DeMello, who was with her husband Archibald. We got you, don't we?
Yeah.
Don't we?
She's over there with the Mobutu. Somebody get the cheetah off the top of the hut. It's not easy being cheesy. Then he jumped at me for some flaming hot.
Oh yeah, 818-514-1202.
Jump right at me from a flaming hot.
It is.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, I didn't know
they served. The animals first grabbed the leg of the visiting 8-year-old girl, leaving her with cuts and abrasions. When she was free, it appeared to run after the 7-year-old brother. And trust me, that was a race he was not going to win. They weren't being vicious, DeMello said.
Oh, so
you could tell they were just excited and became very serious very quickly.
Of course, because who don't want to?
Because running from a cheetah ain't gonna provoke a response.
that cheetah said, "I'm gonna give him a few feet.
I'm gonna give him a few."
All right.
He looked at his brother. Yeah, now give him a little more.
Come on, man, you can do a little better than that. All right.
Let him get two steps from the car.
All right.
Ready? Yep.
That is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had that.
Yeah.
Good luck.
The cheetah knocked her to the ground where it pawed at her head. That's called dribbling.
Right.
Now
and the guy frantically tried to pull the large cat off of her. Something inside me just said, don't move, don't react, play dead. That's called bleeding.
I'm telling
bleeding tends to make you
hold
just
on,
be
hold
still.
Hold on. Okay, let me get this straight.
Oh, God.
Okay, let's get
in
it straight.
In Africa. The Scottish people say, I know what would be nice. Let's
the
just
petting
go,
zoo.
Let's go
first
to the cheetah petting zoo.
First off, look, I'm as Afrocentric as the next person.
Yes.
I love my Africans. Love my black people. But, you know, take a cue from us in America sometimes. We have petting zoos, it's cows.
The most
calves,
dangerous we get is a
ducks,
goat.
Ducks, goats, not cheetahs. Who came up with, hey, I know what to make us some money. Let's have cheetahs at the petting zoo.
Here's the thing. Even Jack Hanna didn't walk up to Jay Leno with a full grown. He had
with a
that
cheetah.
Club cheetah.
With a cheetah talking about here.
Man, hold this.
Yeah. Now play dead, Jay.
Yeah.
Play dead.
Let him lock on your chin. But You didn't have a full-grown mama cheetah who you just took her babies, and now she's just on the rampage. Nah, get in there with them. Okay.
And just for balance.
Whatever, because I was finna
Who order. Told the Scottish people to go start taking pictures with the cheetah?
Yep. Here's what's
if
crazy.
If you had a chance to pet a cheetah, would you?
A baby cheetah, yeah. A cub, yeah.
Yeah, just born.
Yeah.
Away from his mother.
Yeah.
Looking for milk.
Yeah.
But okay,
I'm saying
but we talking. Wait, what was their names again?
Mabutu and Click Click.
Yeah. Damn.
Free destiny is what you see.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What was their name? Seal and
Archibald. Who was Archibald?
Archibald was the husband who you never heard of Archibald leaping to her rescue.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? I can get another wife.
Yeah, here's my thing.
No sense in both of us getting mauled.
Man,
with the recession, and her insurance is paid up, so it don't matter.
Oh my God,
I ain't gonna lie. Whatever.
If I mean.
What are the trainers saying? Though, like,
stop it.
Like, he's like, do not worry.
You know what it was, right?
You.
He told him to go over there, and you know how when he pushed him over there, right? So he got the camera and gonna take the picture. Now while they was walking, he seen they back and he seen the Cheetos in the dude's back pocket.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He tells, okay, go over there, and he looked and saw the Cheetos, and then it was like. Supper.
This my thing. You know what? He probably took the picture. The cheetah was all the way in the distance.
And
then when he flashed,
right? He was
the
right there.
Was right on there with his arms,
with his arms around him, holding the Cheetos.
Yeah.
About you've been holding out on them. Click, click. Check them.
Yeah. Do not worry. All right, we got a caller.
Yeah, calling y'all with Truth Brothers.
Who are you talking to?
Who are we talking to? I'm talking to you, Tony.
You don't even know this is me.
Oh, we knew it was you.
I'm over here trying to maintain, you know, my composure again. Trying not to press
Cheetos
one.
Right now, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Candace. Hi, Ray.
Hey, honey. How are you?
You've been around the block a couple of times. Would you go to a petting zoo that featured cheetahs?
Hell no. I don't even do cows and goats and all them stinky little animals. No. You know what? He knew what he was putting his wife into.
Which is why they
like
make him
said,
sign that waiver.
He paid up on that insurance.
Same thing I said, Tony. He had that insurance paid. He was like, baby, you know what we should do? Go to Africa.
Don't take
your malaria shots or pills.
You don't need those
over there. Yeah.
Because he's been trying to get that insurance money for years.
Oh, yeah.
He tried hypnotizing her, but that didn't work.
And you know what? I have a girlfriend. We have been best of friends for years, and she's been trying to get me to go to Africa. And she keeps talking about, you know, I just want to go to the safaris and go see the animals. And I was like, bitch, do you know that they don't feed them animals out there?
Yeah.
And we're going to be in an open Jeep?
Yeah.
Tourists.
That's what they feed them.
Yeah.
They feed them babies.
Oh,
and then they say you please and have most enjoyable time at the month of hot summer. Like that's not. Do not worry about the charging elephant. He will not harm you. Like no, I don't want.
Stand your ground.
Yeah, I don't want those.
Don't
type
show
of
fear. In the bush, we don't show fear.
Yep.
Why do I want to get in a bus with a bunch of smelly people with no air conditioning to look at something I can see at the zoo?
Well, hell, I'm gonna fit right in because I see a charging elephant.
Really?
I'm pissed. Just like that, piss is not a bad one.
Piss. Okay.
Tell me, he didn't just say that.
He did.
No, he did not. But
Yeah. Shout out to Tony again, though, real quick. Hey, Tony, I just real quick had a ball on your show the other day. I just wanted to put that out
there. Oh, my gosh. You guys. Oh, that show. I think I had mentioned on Facebook, I said, you know what, that's in my top five. That show was off the chain. It really was. And I enjoyed it. You have no idea. None. Candace, you guys got to get on that show. You got to get on the show.
We're going to have to do that.
I know.
Watch how Devon acts up.
That's every day.
You do it in your own house.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I kept it. I told you when I'm on your show or anybody's show, man, I got to keep it G rated. I can't cut loose like I want to here. So.
Well, you know what? I think you cut loose a little bit.
Yeah, because we heard the one question about what the actual virgin was. And we heard Ramon trolling for phone numbers, so we caught all of that. Ramon was like, let me get her number.
No. Oh, my God.
The one about anal problems. That one.
Well, you know, RN is in your chat room.
You say what now?
RN is
yeah,
in your chat
I
room.
Thought that was her. I thought that was her. Shout out to RN. How you doing?
Go. So give us... Give us a call. Maybe we can help you with your problems.
No, she don't have any. She was explaining to me. She was telling me about the Heimlich. No, what I think
the Heimlich.
The Heimlich.
No, not the Heimlich.
The Heimlich.
The hymen. I'm sorry. Hey, look. I didn't take sex.
I know all my lady parts.
I would hope so. I don't know. All I know is shaft. But
damn right.
That's all I know is shaft. Oh, shit.
Well, we can dig it.
There you go.
Oh my goodness!
To her because she was fun too.
Hey, man. Love, yeah, we're chatting in the chat room now with everybody else.
Good, okay.
Oh,
we gonna put you back on.
That was a dynamite show, and I really do. I thank you for you all's support and
just
everything, you know. And I'm looking forward to Ramon getting a show together for just hosts. You know, from the various shows on his Blog Talk directory, so that should be good. That should be really good.
Yeah, no, he's really pushing for that. So we're gonna.
Shout out to Ramon.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see the wheels coming off that train.
Real quick, let me say something. Ramon's gonna go there, and
As you're saying that, I see a show with you. Ramon, LaCrush.
Why
see it just going right off the air.
Why me?
Yeah, because we heard you.
Okay, but I didn't go there.
I know.
I just went.
Hey, you went there with the mayonnaise and the pickle sandwich.
Oh yeah, well then. I didn't say pickle. That was you.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah, I see.
I started with the other condiment.
What you talking about?
Hey, man.
Stay
right.
There. You yeah.
Don't move.
The anyway. Old Spice guy. No, shut up.
Anyway, we're going to go. We're gonna
Tony, let me ask this question. Old Spice guy.
No, this is not one of them shows.
Hold on. Let's hear it. Real quick. Let's go. Okay. Go ahead. Real quick.
You caught this commercial, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. I mean, man. The Old Spice guy. You just.
Yeah.
I can't.
You know him. The Old Spice guy. You know, the one that used the armpit stuff. Like,
right.
Yeah.
You know what? Just for you, ladies, I promise you, next week's show, we're going to have that type of commercial on the show. And I promise.
Oh, man. Come on. You're killing me with the commercials.
Yep, I promise.
Because I don't want you to send me the tequila.
Big ass barbecue and foot massage?
Yeah, you never had your barbecue and foot massage? That's because she in California. They're not as sophisticated as we are here in Chicago.
Oh, that's sophistication?
That's right. Right next to the big ass truck rental and storage. That's right.
Right.
I still want that tequila commercial. Are you guys playing the tequila commercial? I think I call in just for the tequila commercial.
She's going to start putting requests in for commercial. Yeah. We see if we will see if we can find that one and serve you up.
Yeah, we're gonna send you some tequila, and then we'll also send you a case of Bobby Christina's other brother lover rubbers.
Well, I don't think
You know what? When who said that when you guys were coming back in? I thought I would die.
Nah, that was me. That was the
that was Bobby Christina. But branching out.
Y'all didn't know that Bobby Christina was having sex with an adopted brother.
Yes.
So why protect yourself from your adopted brother?
That's right.
With other brother lover rubbers.
And when you're
having kids with
good.
When your adopted brother looks too damn
that's right.
good. I'm sure there's a lot of ladies doing their adopted brother.
Proudly made in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
Right next to the trailer park.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. Okay, well, since I'm not going to get that tequila commercial, I'll wait for the Old Spice commercial.
Oh, next week. I promise you that. Next show. So be sure to tune in.
All right.
You ladies.
All right.
So we're going to go ahead and put you back on hold. We're going to get ready
Thank
to jump
you. Actually, I'm going to call back in. I'm like right in the middle of something, but I thought, you know what? I got to call these guys. You guys.
All right. Much love to
you. I'm
going to
leave it for everybody else to call in, and I'm listening online.
All right.
All right, baby.
All right, you guys. Great work.
Okay.
Thank you.
Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Great news.
That's right. Oh, also, I see in the chat room, Marvin Norman has logged into the chat room.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Marvin.
About time. Bump.
Wow.
I didn't know we could say that together.
Only to that one.
Oh, okay.
Only to that one.
No, I'm just saying, man. Why you don't call me no more, Marvin? Like, that's...
Wow, okay.
No, I'm just saying, because it's just... I didn't, you know, whatever, True Brothers Radio.
Okay, so I'm going to get into my story.
8 minutes.
So just before we go into, you know, in sickness and in health, my terrible true story is one that has a wife who admits plotting to kill her husband with her church's pastor.
There you go, John Downlow.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. So she's going to threaten to kill her husband?
No, she tried.
Okay, my bad.
No, she did.
She. Oh, wait, hold on.
They did.
Say the title again. Say the title again one more time, because maybe I heard it.
Wife admits plotting to kill husband with pastor.
How you going to... Okay, maybe I need to hear it.
Her and the pastor got
she exposed the plot once
she already did
the Jason on him.
He killed him with the cross. I got it.
There you go.
Okay. Well, we'll go for it. A Missouri woman admitted Monday to plotting with her church pastor, who was also her lover, to murder her husband, Fox News Channel 4 reports. 40-year-old Teresa Stone pled guilty to conspiracy to commit murder in March 2012 shooting death of her husband, Randy Stone. Teresa Stone confessed that she and her 51-year-old church pastor, David Love, agreed one of them would kill Randy Stone. Randy was later found shot to death in his office at an insurance company.
That just sounds like a blues song with bad.
Yeah.
I killed my husband with my pastor. Like, it just sounds like...
Yeah, because he was a sinner.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they both, man. David Love admitted shooting Randy Stone to death in November and pled guilty. I'm sorry.
There you go. You got it.
Yep, and pled guilty to second-degree murder and armed criminal action. He is serving a life sentence.
You know what's crazy?
There you go.
That is a pass.
And notice, did she go to jail?
Of course not.
Yeah, we ain't heard nothing about. We heard he got life. The husband dead.
Eve dead.
Right, and she's
on to the next one.
Yeah,
that is
crazy. You know what? Pastors are some of the most flaky people to me, and I don't mean no. I mean, here we go, because they not only that. If you listen to them, they talk about all their sins in their sermons. You ever had a pastor just be, yeah, I ain't going to lie, back when I was out there backsliding and fucking, I used to...
It was called Thursday.
Yeah. It's just they confess to everything.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't going to tell you I was the most... It's just they always...
Right,
it
right,
was
right.
Every week.
Right.
Every week you was doing that.
Before I found the Lord.
Yeah, exactly.
Before I found the Lord, wasn't a nice guy.
Before I found him, yes, I did a lot of things get that cocaine in my body.
I couldn't help it.
Yep.
I had to shoot knuckles. Pastor say knuckles. I didn't care.
I
had to have it.
I shot knuckles.
And then I found the Lord.
Where?
Now I get high off Jesus.
I ain't going to lie. I used to cross dress and get them out in the back of the alley. Yes, I did. But
now I found Jesus.
Now I found Jesus. Now his love is the only one I want in my face. Like that's.
No.
Hey.
You know what gets on my nerves?
Man.
You know what it gets on my Christian music. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You write a song, and the song is like any other love song, but just you feel because you put Jesus in there that it makes it okay.
I ain't gonna lie.
Jesus is the only one I want inside of me. That don't clean it up. That don't clean it up.
I want to rub your cross. Like,
right.
That don't, yeah.
Hey, okay. All right.
No,
really?
Saying,
all right.
No. Because if you think about it, seriously.
Really.
If you,
so Kurt Franklin, because he's writing gospel music, it was okay that he was addicted to porn.
Kurt Franklin is the MC Hammer of gospel.
That's exactly right.
Like, if you think
that's
check
exactly
the man out,
right.
Check the man out when he's doing his Kurt Franklin dance. Like,
yeah.
Everybody's seen the Kurt Franklin.
He took Hammer's whole act, added Jesus on the cross, and got paid.
And then he put lipstick on.
What?
Yes, you ain't seen. What's the video he got?
I don't know.
I don't know. But he got a song that says, like, when I smile. If you look at that, that man has lip gloss on. His lip gloss brings other boys to the yard. That type of joint.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
Got the
Getty. Come on. Kurt Franklin don't.
Hey, whatever. Like
Kurt,
I said, Christian music, I'm just being 100. I mean, 818-514-1202. Feel free to call in and disagree with
me.
You could learn me up.
Christian curse in they song.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's like you can have a gangster gospel song. If you tell me about the devil, I'm going to shoot you in your face because I love the Lord. Like, that type of stuff don't make, it's the same thing. But you want to get mad because 50 Cent say.
We going riding for Jesus.
Yeah.
Ride or die for Jesus.
I'll do a drive-by with the books. I mean, like, all that, whatever, man.
Yeah.
Bible
swing. Take it in your life.
Man.
I'm Bible banging.
But we going to get ready. Yeah.
All right, go ahead, man.
We're going to be getting ready to go into our second hour topic, which is in sickness and in health, the good, the bad that goes with marriage, all of it, the better, poor, richer, the rich or poor, all of that. What does it really mean? Is it as literal as we claim it is? The entire nine. You know how we're going to get into it. So,
can't wait for this.
Yeah.
True Brothers Radio.
No, that's just saying. We're going to get ready to slide into that.
Yeah,
and,
I can't wait to that, though. But at the end of the day, man.
If you still got something to say about the music, feel free to call in or blow it up on the chat room because I see a whole lot of. Yep, someone just said him and Steve Harvey.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve Harvey.
Yeah. Oh, we can get into that too. That's part of that. We can get into some of that Think Like a Man.
Yeah.
On some of that too. So.
Yeah, you know, whatever. But yeah, Steve Harvey, yeah, he's another one that gets on that cuss. But hey, before I start my comedy show, I want to say Jesus is everything.
Right, right.
How you mo doing?
Right, right.
Come on, dude.
So we're going to get all into that in hour two, True Brothers Radio.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back.
Now
double your money.
True Brothers Radio.
Hello, this is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to inform you of a global epidemic that has afflicted millions of people throughout the ages. FUD, fucked up dome disease. It starts at birth and progressively gets worse as the person ages. Everyday people that you know suffer from FUD, like that guy at the grocery store,
that girl you work with.
That weird kid that rides your school bus every day.
Oh, look at his head.
People that you know and love. Admit it, there is definitely someone you know and love who suffers from FUD. Famous celebrities such as Tyra Banks, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Forrest Whitaker, Steven Seagal, Val Kilmer, Rosie O'Donnell, Paula Dean are plagued with having FUD. Many FUD sufferers live in denial by stating that they just have a lot on their mind. But it's simply not true. For just 72 cents a day, you can help control FUD by providing these FUD victims with the necessary items, such as extra large hats, helmets, scarves, paper bags, to help these people cope with this incurable disease. Won't you help support Truth Brothers in our never-ending fight to control FUD and make a difference by calling 888-BIG-HEAD. That's 888-244-4323. Stop staring. Start caring. FUD. Just give a damn.
Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. 818-514-1202 is the number. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers.
And of course, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm currently standing by on Blog Talk in our chat room. We've got Facebook going along with Twitter.
And got an ice cream sandwich that looks good.
Awesome.
Didn't bring
none for
the
cheap, though.
Didn't bring nothing for the Truth Brother.
No,
they're available after the show.
Do I got 2 minutes? Yeah, you got 2 minutes. Cool. Just enough for me.
Just enough for me to get my ice cream sandwich.
So, yeah, and we're talking about in sickness and in health, the good, the bad. And here's what's funny. We got the idea for this topic from a scenario we saw on a television show. We are big fans of Grey's Anatomy. And one of the characters on the show had married for a number of years, and his wife started getting Alzheimer's. Mm. So he was trying to take care of her as best he could, plus keep his career going, keep working. And her Alzheimer's got so bad that he had to put her into a special care home that specialized in taking care of Alzheimer's patients. Well, her Alzheimer's got so bad to the point she didn't remember him anymore and fell in love with another patient in the hospital. So he comes to see his wife one day, goes into her room. She in the bed with the dude talking about, who are you? Get out of my room. We paid for this room.
Was they getting it cracking?
They were getting it old cracking. Know that they had Alzheimer's, but didn't forget any of the jail, none of that. They remembered all of that, but she couldn't seem to remember her husband.
I remember.
So he had to stop visiting her because she don't remember him no more. But it just made me, now when they tell you in sickness and in health, she don't remember him. They're still married. Is it wrong if he start messing around?
Yeah, that's where I was at with when we thought about doing this topic. I was
right.
At what point do you just say, all right, so a doctor say you got about 3 weeks, can I start dating? Like, that's...
Well, no, I don't even mean like that, but I mean, she doesn't remember him anymore. The
right.
Alzheimer's is, and there's no cure for Alzheimer's, so it ain't like she can give him a pill and everything goes back to normal. She don't remember him. She's not going to remember him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, is that...
Do they have spells, though? Like,
well,
spells,
yeah,
of when they get...
But
memory
as it gets
they
worse,
do.
They totally slide off into wherever they're... the other world that they live in.
Right. Right.
So, eventually, there's no floating back.
Yeah, I mean, it transitions. I mean, like you know, like Ray was saying, it's one of those things because my great-grandmother suffered from it. and it's one of those things where they have, they're in more of a lucid state more often than not.
Right. And right. And
they
her,
may equate
lucid.
You. They'll give you names like, you know, your name is Devon. They may call you David. You're
right.
Going to
yeah.
be David.
Yeah.
Like my father's name is David. She used to call him Ernest for whatever reason. But she knew him as Ernest.
So, you know, right. So, right. I mean, at that moment, at what point, you know, when we get married and we hear the terms at death do us part, we take everything so literal that we think that it literally always means at the time of someone deceased or dies, do we now separate? But can a relationship die?
Yeah.
And
good
when
point.
The relationship die, isn't that death?
That
so
is,
when it's
yeah,
dead,
that is,
don't
that
you
is a good
part?
Point.
I'm just asking.
So right around
that's
the time,
a very
with
good
a
point.
Right around when the time, yeah, because I mean, to go back, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of the guy in
right.
Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
And if I see that, I can't be mad because she doesn't know.
Oh, he was mad though.
I know. He
part of him. You
yeah,
could see. I mean, part of the brother wanted to jump across that room and snatch the other Alzheimer patient up.
Right.
And like he would
go.
Remember it.
Yeah,
right.
But he didn't want to pay for that room.
Right.
But that's the thing, like. If she doesn't remember you,
she does right.
How can you be upset? If she doesn't, it's like she can't see her wrong. You see her wrong, of
yeah.
course. But
well,
at
it
that
ain't
point,
even a matter of wrong. It's just the emotional thing of there's your wife in bed with
right, right. And then you look at it like this. Even if you went in there and picked her up, she'd be screaming. I don't know.
She'd
this
be
show.
Right,
not,
exactly,
so,
exactly.
And that right at that time.
So,
it's just,
like
yeah.
I say, we always. I mean, we talk about the high divorce rate, and we talk about how people don't stay committed in marriages. At what point does the at death do us part? Mean because relationships die.
True.
Relationships have a beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
So at some point they die. I mean, when they tell you for better or for worse, sickness and in health. What exactly does that entail? If your husband or your wife is sick with a contagious disease in sickness and in health, does that mean you're obligated to literally try to take care of them at risk of infecting yourself?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. Like, even though we're getting into this, this is one of the things that why I look at marriage is just, It doesn't make sense. I don't, because majority, I remember at a certain poem in the wedding vows, it said, for women, it said, love, honor, and obey. I remember that. And they wind up taking the obey part out.
Right.
Because,
as women's liberation continue
right.
to. Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, maybe it's just time for the whole thing to be the whole, if you're going to do it and take the vows, maybe you should make your own vows.
Well,
or,
some people do. I mean, just yeah. understand, just. Analyze. We're just analyzing what a lot of that means to me. I don't take everything literal. I understand symbolism, and I understand that. Hey, you know what? Death can mean many things,
right?
And relationships die, sickness and in health, better or for worse, better for who and worse for who? Because sometimes it's not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, like
again. If we tell you, you're supposed to be with me for better or for worse, and my worst is I'm a physical abuser.
Right.
And I abuse you, are you supposed to stay there and take it? Because it's definitely worse.
And that's what I mean about going back, because it's like now that supposedly in the thing, it's divorces are getting a divorce is a sin. So, and you took these vows in front
well,
of God.
Well, according to Catholics,
right? I know,
not all religions subscribe to that.
But I'm just saying, like, you took this vow in front of God to promise to do these things. So that's why I say a lot of these vows or whatever should be revisited. And then it's not even that, but it's there for richer or for poorer. Like, what if your husband go or a wife just goes take your money and gambles it all away, and you like gambles your house, your cars, your everything away? Do you supposed to stay there?
Exactly. Or as you saying that, what if your husband is into the mob for a lot of money and you got to lose everything? Do you stay in that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a question.
818-514-1202. feel free to put your comments and your two cents in. I mean, this is a deep topic. This is one that you just don't go by what you hear. Analyze and weigh what we're saying.
But I think a lot of people stick to the rules because of the fact that they look at it literally. They stick and hang out through marriages because they're looking at everything they said, or maybe looking at everything they said literally, the pastor said, or the priest, or whoever you got married in front of. They look at it literally, as in saying,
I don't believe all pastors look at it literally.
No, I'm talking about the people who's getting married. They look at it like, okay, I did say I'd be there for better or for worse, and they looking at it like, okay, yeah, he's beating me, but it's the worst part now. I have to stay there. Like, I think most people feel like it's a chain there that they have to stay.
Right, but at the risk of
what?
I don't believe nothing is supposed to be at the risk of your well-being.
True,
absolutely.
But they always say when you get married, you're giving up the us for an I and all this other.
You're giving up the I for an us.
Whatever, same thing. Yeah, whatever. I don't.
But again, you're two individuals that's choosing to walk together a certain way, but that does not mean if you walk off the cliff, I'm supposed to follow you.
But they you're supposed to. Don't tell that dude with that cheetah that. But I mean, I'm just playing. But no, I mean, honestly, like that's another one. Like the cheetah's attacking your woman. I understand you want to go out there and pull them off, but hey, my shoulders.
Are you really? Like, I didn't push her and force her.
That's what I mean.
Now.
Like, you know, it's just certain scenarios that I can't see myself. If you jump in there with a shark in a shark tank.
No, my wife. Well, one, if we get in a shark tank together, obviously.
No, she says, guess what I'm doing? I'm going there in a shark tank. And I say, hey, you shouldn't do that because sharks like to bite people. Not eat them, but bite people and tear legs off. And he starts tearing your leg off. Do you jump? What can you do at that point, though? So do you risk yourself and jump in there with her, or?
I think you do whatever your body motivates you to do at the time. If the husband didn't jump in and grab them cheetahs, I'm not going to go in on him. If he jumped in and tried to fight the cheetahs off, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Love pushes you to, hey.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, but what if you, I mean, here's, okay, you're married. You're married, and I want to ask you this seriously. Your wife goes into a bed of 15 anacondas. 15 anacondas.
Yeah,
and she's right there, and they like dinner.
Yeah.
Do you go down there and pull her out?
As you're saying that, let's break the scenario down. If my wife was a thrill seeker and said, you know what, what's just the greatest thrill to bungee jump into a pit of anacondas and you lay there, hit them for a second and bounce back up. And I say, that's absolutely crazy. And she do it and then they grab her. No. If she slipped and fell.
Right. Okay.
But by still, accident, yes.
Okay. But still, to me, I look at it like she's still in there with anacondas.
But.
It
if we
matter.
Go, if me and my wife go to the cheetah zoo, petting zoo, and they say we're looking for people who'd like to come in there and pet the cheetahs, and she go, "Oh, baby, let's do that," and I'm like, "Are you crazy? No, I'm not doing that." And she, you chicken and go and do it, and the cheetahs, But if we were going there and the railing broke,
right,
so and she fell, I'm going in there.
But that's the thing, though. I don't get. See, here's what
because
I don't get with you:
the emotional reaction of seeing her fall is going to make me
right.
go after her. But to watch her voluntarily go in there with a bag of Cheetos, no, my rational mind is like, no, it's no way. Just
but
like,
still, that still would be your wife, though. That's what I'm saying. That would still be your wife in there with cheetahs. It's the same thing to me.
Yeah.
It is. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, if I was married and my wife chose or didn't choose to jump in there with sharks, I'm not going in there with you and you get the sharks. It just, if you don't reach my hand,
But if she fell, the boat bumped and she fell.
Right. I would. But
I'm kind of with Devon on this, though. I mean, in either scenario, they're down there. You know what I'm saying?
It don't matter.
They're in there.
So if your husband accidentally fell into the cheetah pit, Well, you a woman. You're going to be like, he's a man. He better, if he's going to be with me, he better fight them cheaters off.
And he better not come back
and
with no blood.
Not,
no.
Right. He better not come back with that shirt I bought him ripped.
I'd be the one sitting there, what the fudge cake were you doing walking that close?
Right.
How did you get down there?
But see, that's the thing. But, like, we, I think, as I mean, I know we, but I think as dudes, we have that natural instinct to want to be protected.
I think so, too. I think
and
so, too.
Because of that, but see, it's just, with me, I just, if I know I can't pull you out, I don't know what to tell you. Swim fast. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
I got you.
I got the
but
kids.
Women have it. But women have that protection in other ways. If you are on drugs,
right,
and you go, she's more apt to stay with you.
Right.
And that's
right.
You just falling into a different type of pit.
But then you got women that'll roll with you through that. Like
that's, but that's what I'm saying.
It's more of a nature nurturing thing that I would say versus protection. But we're going to take a real quick break. It's a good conversation. We'll be back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Another inebriated beat. You know what time it is, straight for the street.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Look, crack, don't mess with that. Speed, don't mess with that. Whack, don't mess with that. Breathe, don't mess with that. Knowledge, yeah, mess with that. Guard, yeah, mess with that. College, yeah, mess with that. Starve, yeah, mess with that. Feelings, don't mess with that. Crying, don't mess with that. Feelings, don't mess with that. Lying, don't mess with that. Meditation, mess with that. Forgiveness, mess with that. Education, mess with that. Hip hop, we loving that. I run for respect, y'all. Intellect, y'all. Not respect, y'all.
Truth Brothers Radio.
What's great about the iPhone is that if you want to know where your ex-girlfriend is at any moment, there's an app for that. Or if you want to check her personal calendar so you can accidentally run into her and give her a chance to take you back, there's an app for that. And if you want to set up automatic late-night calls so she knows you're always thinking about her, well, there's an app for that. And if you need an attorney with a proven record of fighting restraining orders, there's an app for that. But if the judge can't appreciate your love for her and you're required by state law to move on, there's an app for that. And if you need to buy a car with enough horsepower to drive off a cliff so that she comes to your funeral and gives a eulogy about what a great guy you were and then breaks down and cries as she realizes that no other man will ever make her as happy as you did, and that now she's destined to die a lonely old cat lady because she was too stupid to see what she had when it was right in front of her. Yeah, there's an app for that too. That's the iPhone, solving life's dilemmas, one app at a time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Die before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my ear. Roll every station, murder the DJ.
I mean,
boy.
Oh, man, you can bring us back. Real quick, Two Brothers Radio, 818-514-1202. If you guys want to give us a call and chime in on this, we see the chat room is going crazy over there. And we got
hilarious
a couple people listening. We got a few people listening in by the phone. We love you guys for tuning in. Again,
right.
Press the one button if you got anything that you wanted to say or whatever. So back to this conversation about marriage and
right.
The sickness and health.
Right.
And,
so, yeah, like I was saying, that women protective thing kicks in other ways.
Nurturing.
Right. If you, you know, if you on drugs, they more apt to stay with you. You know, if you got some type of addiction, they will try to stay with you till they can't no more. I think women are getting more wise about the physical abuse. I think less women are willing to stay in a physically abusive relationship than in the past. But I mean, if you're a good dude and you know addicted to something or you got some type of problem, you're a gambler or something, I think they try to stick with you and ride it out with you. So that in their way, that's the same as jumping into the pit. You know, they trying to help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is a. We're speaking about the damn cheater. That's,
I mean, with Devon's analogy, I mean.
Well, also Archibald, because he didn't. There's nothing in that story that Archibald jumped them cheetah. He let them workers grab that cheetah.
No.
So here's the thing. No. It's just. It depends. Like, I don't know if this makes me seem a little weird, but I mean, I'm just talking crazy right now. But actually, I would, if that's my wife and I told her I'm planning on spending the rest of my life with you. That means that I've taken the role of I must protect you. So if even if you did it or you didn't do it, I would have to go in there and get you. I would have to because
you would try.
So
I mean, that's
me
like a
you.
Know,
you so
if
let me
that
ask
was
you this
kid,
question. Okay, now I understand if it was your child, but, you know, with your wife, if she did that, you know, just out of spontaneity, she does this, she jumps in, you go in after her, you know, and she dies, you survive, but you are severely handicapped. How are you going to feel after that?
I would feel worse than if I didn't do nothing and she died.
Really?
So I couldn't.
If she fell off the boat, if she fell off the cruise ship into the water, you're really not going to be jumping behind her.
I mean, Leo did it in the Titanic
and died.
Well, it was a movie,
right? And the ship was sinking. Let that ship not been sinking.
I mean, this is before the ship was sinking when she was going to jump off,
but she didn't jump off.
Yeah, that's what Leo talked about. But no, right. I mean, here's the thing. Given your scenario, I would call and say, hey, help, and then I would jump in there after, like, hey, I'll let somebody see what I'm doing to go get my wife. It depends on the scenario.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it really does, because, I mean, seriously, if you jump off a cruise ship, man, it's a good chance you're dead. You're not going to jump. This ain't the movies. You're not going to jump off a giant cruise ship.
You can't swan dive into that?
No. Because you're probably gonna get caught in the wake of the ship and thrown under the propellers and die.
I'm just being, you know. You just gotta go just there with it, don't you? Just give me an option.
Because people fall off of cruise ships a lot. That happens a lot. Yeah. So you always hear about the one that's left saying, "Oh, I don't know what happened," but you're not gone. Most likely, if someone saw you, they would keep you because they know you go too. You're gonna die.
But, I mean, some people let the emotion just say, man, if my wife is dead, then I want to join her. I mean, you got some people who do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't recommend it. I don't condemn it. I'm just...
So, okay, well, let me ask this. 818-514-1202. I want someone to call in and chime in on this. At Death Do Us Part, does that literally mean to you guys that someone has to die in order for this relationship to be over? Do you think that people who get divorced, I mean, some people get divorced for trivial reasons, no doubt. Some people get divorced for immature reasons.
True.
But when the relationship just can't go on anymore, mm-hmm. Is that considered death? Because to me it does.
I would agree with
that. I believe relationships die, so you can die in a relationship, and at that point you're parted. You may not be in the same house, but if your spiritual and mental goals and aspirations aren't the same, you parted. We got someone already. Hold on. Hey, Tony.
You know it was me. I can't do any work when I'm listening to you guys. I really can't. But you know what? I think it's up to the individual because those vows, I can't say that I disagree with the vows, the death do you part vows, or if I agree with them, because I believe that if I were to marry again, I would have to write my own vows. And those are the reasons why, because once mm-hmm. you stand in front of your family and friends and before God and all of those things that are being recited in the name of God, those are the things that you want to stick to. You really do. Right. But I think morally, we want to stay with our mate. We want to be there with them through the thick and the thin, the death do you part and all of that. But it doesn't say in those vows that if you were to become ill or your spouse becomes ill and that your quality of life has changed and you cannot fulfill your vows of being a wife or a husband it doesn't say that you can walk out. I believe that, you know, it's up to the human being. It's up to the individual, you know, on how they really interpret those vows.
So you think it's a matter of you shouldn't, however you interpret the vows, you wouldn't put your interpretation on another couple. So whatever they come to in their relationship,
that
should be cool with.
That's up to them. That's up to them.
You know,
that
right.
Is
I agree with that. I had a quick question. Even I wanted to ask this to Tony. a couple shows back, we had did a spot on what if you, I'm not even going to say your sickness or anything like that. Let's just say your spouse became handicapped so they couldn't perform sexual needs. Now, I'm not trying to go,
right.
You know, nasty or nothing. I'm just trying to be real. If they couldn't perform like he got injured severely where it's not even there no more. And and he says, yo, I know you need that part of your life taken care of. Go out and, you know, do you.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do that?
I don't know. It just depends on, and this is my own personal opinion, if it were me, it would depend on what I felt about that man. I mean, how deep is your love? How deep is your love for that person? I couldn't do it because I knew that I had made a commitment to that person in marriage. And only it would be only that, you know, he was in agreement of me stepping out and leaving the marriage. Could I step into or, you know, lay down in someone else's bed?
Well, that's what
you know,
that's what
I couldn't.
Saying.
Yeah, I couldn't lay down in someone else's bed knowing I've got a husband, you know, stuck in a wheelchair or, you know, or he is incapable of fulfilling his sexual, you know, promise to me. Basically, I couldn't do it. There's no way.
We got a producer who's shaking nod her head though. I mean, we're gonna be real. This is True Brothers Radio, Candace.
Yeah, but we covered that in the relationship episode.
So Candace, what's your feeling on it?
Well, my feeling on it is, you know, we're human beings. I mean, the understanding that you have with your significant other, your spouse, your husband, your wife. Is one that you two have. Hopefully, you all have discussed this at some point within your relationship.
Right.
You know, the what if. Now, being that, you know, and I'm going to use my own personal family scenario. My mother had a stroke when I was 4 months old, and I was primarily raised by my dad, who helped take care of my mom. Now, you know, my father was young at the time. He was 30, 31, 32 when she had her stroke. So, you know, him being a young man at that time with all this ample responsibility of now being a parent to 4 kids, you know, and trying to hold things down. You know, I mean, he went through a whole lot because, you know, he could no longer be intimate with my mother and so on and so forth. So eventually he did meet someone and built a relationship with them to where I call her my stepmom. So I say all that to say that, you know, you have to respect the fact that your significant other is going to have needs should, you know, a tragic scenario like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even with my own, you know, if for some reason I fell ill and I couldn't fulfill my needs to my husband, I would have to, you know, just because he wanted to stick it out with me and try to do his best, you know, sex is secondary. I mean,
right.
You know, the love that you know, that you're willing to stay and help me through this, that's a small thing. As,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a big thing, but it's a small thing in the grander scheme of things. And
I agree with that. I agree with that. I personally, I could not step out of that marriage. I just couldn't. Because like you did say, it is secondary, you know, for the sake of satisfaction. It's secondary. Now, would I, you know, would there be an agreement, you know, between he and I that, you know, if, you know, he had become ill or vice versa? If we wanted to part ways, you know, it's a sticky subject because then you're looking at yourself as abandoning, that person, knowing that they are not able to take care of themselves as they did when they did have quality of life. So it's one of those situations where, you know, I just think it depends on the moral of the person. Can I be mad at someone that would step out? No, because I don't know what the intricate details of that relationship is. Can I be mad at someone that says I'm going to stay? No, I can't do that either. It just depends upon the agreement that those two people have with one another. It doesn't have anything to do with the outside forces. It depends upon what they agree upon.
But and I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I personally could not lay down with another man knowing that this is the man that I married. Now, if he was an asshole and if he was beating my ass before he got hurt or sick,
oh yeah, he had to ride.
Brother, you on your own.
You had to ride. You wouldn't give it a second thought. But
exactly.
Tony, let's delve back into that in just a couple of minutes. We're going to jump into a break.
Hold on one second, Tony. Hold on.
All righty.
We're going to jump into a break, and we'll be back in just a couple of moments. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
He's a living musical legend. He's the mighty Marvin Clardy, the world's most arrogant gospel singer in the world. Introducing his greatest hit CD, God Chose Me. All of Marvin's most conceited classics are here, including his celebrated God's Twin.
You made mistakes, people heal. Just ask God to be here. Mistakes, people heal. Cause I'm God's Twin.
Order now and receive over 40 of Marvin's most praiseworthy, arrogant gospel hits, including
Jesus called me, and I put him on hold.
The congregation. Back of the congregation, kids, black, black, black,
black. God Chose Me contains all of Marvin's most beloved tunes, plus a few of his big-headed bonus tracks, including God Made Me Better Than You.
God made me. They made me so much better than it made you.
You don't want to miss out on a man Gospel Illustrated called the most arrogant and least talented gospel singer in history. Pastor Marvin believes that only he has the power to get you into heaven. So buy this CD today or you're going straight to hell. Order now.
Truth Brothers Radio.
You can tell.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're talking about in sickness and in health, for better or for worse. And that Mighty Marvin, that's going out to Marvin Norman out there. That's his
keep putting him out there.
Yeah, that's my boy, man. We go back. We go back since high school, man.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Just put the personal out there. That's cool. Keep doing. You've been on that all day. But, I mean, to get back into something we were talking about, man, I mean, when you decide to bring somebody along with you, whether it be a female or a male or whatever, when you decide to bring them along with you, you're basically volunteering your services to that person regardless. So, I think you in some cases just got to ride, man, with whatever the situation is. If you say for sickness and health, then you just got to be there and stick through it.
True, but I mean. Seriously, at what cost? When I get Alzheimer's and don't remember my spouse anymore, she's just okay. So now I don't remember her, and I'm at the Alzheimer's home getting it in, and she's just can't do anything now. She's just done because we're still married.
Yeah.
So she can hold up. She's gonna hold up the end of the vials that I don't remember.
Yeah, you got a good point. You got a good point.
I'm a realist. I'm a realist, and I believe in applying real world solutions to complex problems. And if I'm in an accident and I can't perform my husbandly duties, or I'm such a burden to her that I just appreciate that she hasn't bailed out under the strain of having to take care of me and the household and the children and everything, then I'm going to do whatever I can to make her life as easy as I can. And if she got to, you know, tiptoe out to get some balance or get some stress relief, I'm not holding that against nobody, because people are human and nobody's perfect.
Okay.
And if she, I would not try to hold her up to something that, you know, hey, just because I can't means you can't either, because we said this 10 years ago, but I didn't know I was going to kiss a freight train. I'm not going to do that.
I mean, and that goes back to each his own. And
yeah,
I think,
true.
You know, what works for some people might not, like we were saying, some people got open relationships and that works for them. Some people got the traditional marriage. That works for them. Some people got same-sex marriages. It's to each his own. It's their flavor. So I just feel like this is one where I mean, if we're just talking about, in my opinion, I'm with you. I just think that if you get to a point where I don't know you and you don't know me, and basically we become not even Alzheimer's, but we just walking through the house and we're strangers to each other because what we had is dead.
Yeah,
it's just time to
right.
go.
Matter of fact, in the chat room, Marvin said, "If you love a person, even though you're suffering, you never want your partner to suffer with you." I'm kind of like that too. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I mean, if my wife is struck by lightning and she's, you know, really, really, really messed up, and I'm do everything I can to take care of her. If I can afford to put her in a facility that's going to give her the best quality of life possible, I'm going to do that.
Right.
And I'm going to visit her. I'm going to take care of her. But I'm be real. Life is going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And just being real. Life is going to go on.
I feel you. I mean, I'm not. I mean, it's just, see, for me, it'll be. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think too many people get caught up in stigma of what, you know, marriage and vows should be. You know what I mean? I mean, I think it goes back to what Tony was saying. It depends on the individual.
And
right.
That's why a lot of
you
people
know,
write their
own.
Own
personal,
yep.
you know, not even that. I mean, the vows, yes, but their own personal promise to one another.
Okay.
You know, I think, you know, we don't factor in enough real life situations.
Yep.
So many people get caught into just repeating what's written down as far as the standard vows are. And even if they write their own vows, I don't think we take enough stock into what you're actually saying, that you're promising.
If the TV falls on you and you lose a toe.
You know what
true.
I mean?
All that
and you, as you're saying that, a lot of people get caught up in just the beauty of the ceremony itself.
Exactly.
And want to write
yeah.
something up to match the beauty of the ceremony instead of sitting there being real with one another.
Exactly.
In the vows that they're making to each other. Because I believe when I got married to somebody who matches me the way I think, how I'm coming from, and how I'm trying to walk in this life. So I tried to find somebody who's trying to do that same type walk. So when I say I'm coming from a realist point of view, I know my spouse is coming from that same point of view. That's why we kind of
right.
got together. But I know a lot of people, when they get together, they don't think about these things. Sometimes it's just, oh, I'm pregnant, we need to get married.
Oh, no. And
that, I mean,
I'm
but
sorry,
you know what's crazy?
Never a good enough reason for
when
me.
Back in the days, though, back in the days when they did have that, I'm pregnant, I'm finna get married. Most marriages seem to last longer than
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but did you see how miserable a lot
yeah.
of those people are?
True, no doubt, no
my,
doubt.
My own family. My grandmother was married to my grandfather 65 years, but majority of that time they were unhappy. You know, who wants to live that way?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I just, no. You know, I just can't see myself being unhappy in a marriage that I'm no longer happy in, because I'm not going to be any benefit to him. It's going to impact my children, my well-being, his well-being, and then before you know it, you're in a rut 15, 20 years down the line, you know.
Right. Matter of fact, as you're saying that, you're talking about an example of a relationship dying. I remember that movie, The Burning Bed.
No.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. This is an old movie, but it was based on a true story about this woman who was physically being abused by her spouse, and abused her, and was raping her to the point that she burned him up in his sleep. She doused him with gasoline and set the bed on fire and burned him up in it and killed him. And she got acquitted of murder.
Yeah, that happens on.
But
the relationship. Snap. That
no, I'm just saying. No, but the relationship was dead. And instead of sitting there trying to stick out some vows you made, the relationship had died. It was time to part. And if she would have went ahead and got away from him before it getting to the point where she had to off him,
right? She didn't. Right.
The relationship was dead. But well, hold on, Tony.
We got
back.
A lot of people just texting and calling.
Hey, Tony.
You're trying to write in the chat room.
Okay. Not cool.
Oh yeah, she said that's right. That's right. The relationship
but
was dead.
What?
That's right. Burn him up.
No, but that was a depiction of a true story. So that was actually a docudrama. But I want to go back to what Candace was saying, and I think you were also leaning on what she was saying about not taking the time to really think about what your vows or what you're getting into by way of marriage. Because not only do we have to look at the fact that someone might take ill and be bedridden, you know, but able to communicate and things like that. What if your spouse is in a life-threatening accident and they are on life support and you know that they're not going to have quality of life? I mean, pulling the plug, those kind of things. Those are the type of things that people should be talking about when they decide to move forward into marriage, because all of those things are going to happen. As we live, we surely will die, whether you are single or whether you're in a marriage. So if you're in a marriage, those are the things that people should be talking about. You know, if I get sick, will you walk out or will you stay? Should you stay? All of those things, you know, what you expect from them. If I'm maimed by tigers and cheetahs, will you save me? If you don't, will you take care of me? You know, all of those type of things.
I get that big seal scratch across my eye. Will you?
Yeah.
Right? No, I mean,
exactly.
Seriously, like, what if
you know,
he becomes?
But those are the things.
That's another
it's
thing.
Real.
Like, if he's humanly disfigured, like he,
yeah,
he's still him.
Yeah.
But he got numb for fingers. And
or he gets the elephant man disease.
Yeah. Like, but
5 years into the marriage.
Right.
Like, so, but that's a good thing. That's a question, though. If he just gets that elephant man where he just gets swollen, he's still, you know, cool or whatever, but he gets the swollen Martin head. And
no, he gets FUD times four.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he gets the brand new FUD and he gets knuckles for fingers.
Right.
Do you stay there with him?
Mm-hmm.
Stay there.
Really?
So,
okay,
you would do that?
Okay, Tony and
because
Candace,
see,
I want to ask y'all a question.
This, if you love someone, it goes beyond physical.
It goes beyond physical.
Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you ladies this. You're in love with your man, and you're 5 years in, everything is great, and he gets caught up in that industrial fire.
Okay.
Got 6-degree burns.
Okay.
He got, I'm talking Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
Can you stay with him?
I stay with him.
Yes.
Well, can you?
I can
you sure?
You rub the calamine lotion on?
Forget the calamine.
Yes.
The calamine ain't going to help. We talking of straight.
So you rub,
his face and tell him, baby,
absolutely,
you still beautiful?
Well, I mean.
See how the lie kicks
you?
Well, I'm not going to lie to him. You're
well,
ugly.
We don't have to go into that because he's going to feel like I'm coddling.
He's
going
to know
what
it.
But what I would tell him, I would love him. I would stay with him. I would stay with him. But now if we're delving, if you're trying to get to a more intimate thing, that's something totally different. I mean, I don't think I can necessarily do that, but
I
want to
feel
anyway.
Like I felt before the fire. Kiss my face.
No.
But then you. But baby, I loved you, but the
are you telling me
kiss
you
the
love
crispy
me?
Side of my face?
Okay, let me
Did
wrap
it
up with these bandages first, and then yeah.
All right, now let's recreate our honeymoon.
Let's go.
I miss you, and I'm frisky.
But see, he's not gonna do it. You all are being jerks right now.
No,
but let's be real.
I'm serious.
If it were you. No, so
go ahead.
Honestly,
go
if you got burned up in a fire, Divine,
mm-hmm.
you're disfigured.
Where's the wood?
The little crispy to the fireplace.
Hit that death right there.
I'm the perfect person to start this barbecue. Don't worry, the fire can't hurt me anymore.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But okay, you're disfigured, right? So you know. You're married. Let's throw all that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you really, honestly, knowing that you were disfigured, knowing that she probably is not going to be attracted to you the way she was at a certain point in time,
mm-hmm.
are you really going to ask her
yes.
to do something
yes.
that really...
I'm not going to...
Okay,
guy,
so when she tells you no, now you're mad, you hurt.
Now your feelings
but
are hurt.
I'm not asking and risk
but,
not doing nothing. If look,
right,
let me if I get burnt like that, that means that mine only come around every once in a while. So when I get one, we're going to be honest. When I get one, yeah, hey, guess what happened today? I'm coming.
It's matchstick time.
Right.
Okay.
It's time for you to light my fire.
To light the fuse.
It's fire. You're fire. We finna play.
Okay. Now, as you said that, now, ladies, now this time y'all caught in the industrial fire.
Uh-huh.
Now, you still at some point gonna want to feel like a lady, and your man is still there, and he's the Old Spice guy.
Tony.
But not right. But now y'all, this is Kruger. you're not gonna tell me that at some point you're not gonna take come over here and love my burnt up breast.
I'm not. Jesus.
Oh, my.
You know what? I'm speaking for myself. Speaking for myself, I don't think I would. I think, I really don't think I would.
But
let me tell you why. Let me tell you
Stay
why.
There.
Wait. Well, yeah, that's an Old Spice guy.
All right.
But that's why I was so technically disfigured. I'm
right.
just saying.
But you're still a woman. You
yeah.
still got desire.
So you would know.
But I think the psychological damage, you know, from being emotionally and physically just, you know, disfigured and more.
Torn down.
I think that would,
right.
I think that would kind of supersede.
It.
You know, any lustful feelings I'm having, you know.
You might wake
okay.
up.
I might wake up feeling randy, but then, you know, when I look in the mirror, I say, he's not going to want me. He's not, you know.
Exactly.
And then I have to use my Hitachi magic wand and make it right.
Right.
And then life
wow.
goes on.
Well, I think
Tony?
It's
just... yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to agree with Candace.
Really?
Come
I'm
going
yeah.
to
husband.
You I'm gonna have to agree
husband.
With Candace.
Your husband has to bite the bullet. And gone in there, wipe the crust off, and
but
go on
see,
and do what he got to do to
see,
make you happy.
Think about it, but this is the thing. While you're doing what you feel like you're doing to make what you think making us happy is doing, it's not.
It's
because
really not.
You end up thinking that, okay, he's thinking about somebody else or something else because, hell, look at me. I'm
how
all
many
looking
dudes,
at
me.
Exactly.
How many
no,
dudes could be you?
I ain't buying
let me be honest with you. It's been. Not, let me be. Dudes think about.
He's like, baby, let me turn you
yeah,
over.
Yeah, okay, here
I
it is.
I can't watch.
Dudes. Thinking about somebody else while they're with you, and nothing could be wrong
that's
with you.
That's right.
That's true, but it's more amplified in this case because there is
well, what
something
if he,
wrong with
see,
me.
See, here's the thing. You can have low self-esteem and be beautiful and still think this dude is thinking about somebody else. So my thing is, if you're grotesque or whatever like that, he could honestly still love you and honestly still want to do that, but the fact of the matter is,
Is that real, though? I mean,
yeah,
really?
I think so.
Does that
yeah.
mean, because really, a man is not going, you know what, I don't know. I don't know about that. I just don't think.
I'll tell you right now.
Because a man's thinking process is so different
yeah.
from a woman in that case.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Because a dude could look at, I'm going to be honest, and then how many Gwoofa bears? Do
yeah.
you see
now
dudes?
Now, you've seen the clip.
Right.
I know y'all
and
seen the clip.
And dudes would be right there
and
with
they
that
happy.
Girl.
they were
he
happy.
Would be happy. So it's like you gotta look
but
at.
But damn,
like,
look at him.
But it's still her husband, and he still
that's
would
right.
ride with her.
But
it don't matter about how.
Both of
so
them.
It doesn't matter.
You telling me it's only because that's the Old Spice guy? The Old Spice guy could be like, I don't care what. I know I'm physically attractive, but
right.
I love my wife.
And you're still
and
the same person I fell in love with personality-wise. And in the long run, I'm attracted more to your personality to stay with you in the long run.
Because your looks will fade.
Look. Right.
You're going to get 90.
And if my wife had a disfiguring thing, but she still had a libido, and you needed that to let you know that I still love you, I mean, yeah. And I mean, even if you were grotesquely, that's what God made the dark for. And you just make it extra dark, but still, you're going to put your time in with your woman.
But
I just don't want to feel that crust on that. On like I roll.
Here we go.
You're going to bite that bullet. Like
I'm
going
to be honest, man. If my wife still had a banging body.
I'm
going to be honest. If my wife had a banging body.
It don't matter.
It matters. Because I would tell her, look, you might not be the most. And you might have 3 strands of hair. But I will always.
But
that's why they make lace front wigs.
But it's real. Just like you said, if the crusty face, you said you would rub the burnt up face on your husband.
I would.
But your husband can't rub your burnt up face.
Well, I'm not saying that he wouldn't. I'm just saying, just like Tony just said, it's different thinking for men and women.
We're
nurturing. I mean, we understand what you've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Our maternal instincts kicked in. We want to do for you
and
take care of you.
And we're physical, and we want to see your body.
But hold on. But
really?
Okay. All right. But what I'm getting at is women knowing that men are more physical, more, you know, because
they don't have right. They don't have that nurturing.
Exactly.
I don't think they don't have the same nurturing capability as women.
Really?
I don't believe no.
That all men are not nurturing. But what I'm saying is, as far as when it comes to where you get down to being intimate. I'm sorry, I ain't buying what y'all selling.
Here's what I'm saying though. If you saying that a guy only gets with you because of the physical. That means he has to be physically attracted to you to even get to the point of wanting to do something.
But see, that's with anybody. When you first meet somebody, that's the first thing you see is their physical.
If you taco burnt Krispy Kreme with a little Kruger on top, and I'm still like, man, look at my wife, and I'm over here, black power fist to the sky.
But it's not because of your body. It's because you're still the same. You make me laugh. We still say the same inside jokes. We can watch TV and get the laughs in.
I'm saying that anything with the personality. But when you said earlier, Ray, she wants to feel like a woman. That there's more than just sex that entails that.
That's right.
She wants to be able to look in the mirror and feel pretty and be able to do her hair, get her hair done, be able to go into public without people staring at her. But see, all of that plays a part into it because you're going to get the kids who stare at you while you're at the store or who look at you strange.
And if your man can stand there with you.
Let me make my point. It's more than that. It's great that you're a loving, respectful spouse who will still stand there with you, but all the psychological damage of just everyday life outside of you, around you, that will play into your subliminal. So it may be hard for her to be able to get to a point where she can feel sexually liberated and comfortable.
Exactly.
But that's the thing.
So you're saying that the guy, no matter what the guy do, we're going to lose.
Well, I'm not necessarily, but I'm thinking in another facet to where, you know, that could be a very, very viable.
If you're going out there every day in the world and your man is doing everything to say, baby, forget them. It ain't about them. Baby, don't worry about them. But
he's
going
beyond that because it's not just you and her on the in the world.
I understand that. But the thing is, he, at this point, he's still attracted to you. You may not think he's attracted to you because of everything you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But he's telling you every day, I still love you. I'm still attracted to you. What you deal with outside of him has nothing to do with him, so why should he feel the wrath?
It's not necessarily him feeling the wrath. It's more of her having to internalize and deal with what has happened to her. She can probably hear what you're saying, and, you know, maybe a small part may want to believe her, but because we are human beings, because we are visual creatures, she may not altogether believe it.
Right, because you know what? On a perfect day and in perfect scenarios, women can do everything they can to make themselves pretty, feel pretty, and all of that. But it's always going to be that we just want to be pretty. We have to feel pretty. Doesn't matter about a man giving you the value of that. A lot of times it's not that.
With that being said, let me ask you ladies a question real quick. Okay.
Come on. Ladies, call in 818.
I know.
4-1-2-0-2.
Okay.
Get in on this, ladies.
Real
quick. Help us chime in.
Now, if that's the case, so you ladies, can you, maybe I'm not a lady, so I don't know. Are there days where you just don't feel like you look your best? Like you're just,
you
step out and you're
absolutely.
Like, oh, God, look at Eve and blah, blah, blah. Okay, now.
Yeah.
If a guy, but you may not think you look your best, and a guy walks to you like, how you doing, beautiful? Or how you doing, queen? Does that do anything for your ego at all?
Sure does.
Okay,
yes,
now.
Yes, it does.
Now, that being said, does it help you with a little bit of self-esteem, you can say, right?
Yeah, it does, and I kind of see where you're going with that.
I do too, but it's still it's an internal.
Yeah,
it's internal.
Different. Because we know we can go home and change and look our best.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like right now, I'm wearing a sweatshirt and some jogging pants. I don't
my
look my
listening.
Best, but you know, and if someone were to approach me, you know, and if someone were to approach me, I'd be shocked they would approach me.
Exactly.
But, you know, and I probably would be flattered.
Do you
but
believe
I
you
know
send
I
out
go
aura.
Home.
Do you
and
believe you send out an aura or a glow or something about you that a person can see beyond what
you're
physical?
I've heard that. Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So with that being said, why can't we see something beyond what you have on? Why can't we see something beyond what your outside physical is? How many dudes have you seen walk
down? But again, it's from within ourselves.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with what the man says to you. We're flattered when we're approached and we look like, damn it, I'll bite you. Or feel like, you know, we don't look our best that day. We're flattered and we take that compliment and we think it's a wonderful thing. But still, it has to do with we know that we are not at our best. We know.
Okay, real quick, we got someone in at the 708. I want to get them on real quick. We got 3 minutes left. Hey, 708, you on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hi, 708. This is DC, and I totally disagree with the ladies. I grew up in a world of men and being one of two women in that family, and I have very, very, very caring and passionate males in my family that have gone through some devastating problems similar to what you've been talking about on the show. And they have stuck with those women through thick and thin.
They're good brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're good brothers.
Brothers, uncles, and fathers, father-in-laws. Yes.
They're good men.
Right.
Cool. I gotta I gotta give applause in for the brothers. You really
yeah.
Okay.
They're good. They're good. And I speak for each and every one of them.
Say it again.
No, I was just saying I'm not speaking for all brothers. You know,
oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Well, no, of course not. But just to put another turn on. Which
sure.
You all were saying.
Sure.
I can
right.
understand what women are saying, but I've been there and I've seen it. And it is possible, ladies. Like they said, there are no good men out there. There are some out there. There are.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. No
because
doubt about
I don't think that, I don't think that we were talking, in general and not in numbers and things like that. But I think for the most part,
we're kind of trying to lop all the brothers in one basket, but we just want to, you know, just show another facet of it, just like you said.
We really got to thank everybody for tuning in, especially Tony, especially the 708, and everybody else who logged in today, man. We really appreciate it. This was a great conversation.
This was
and
awesome.
And we really got to send out a thank you again. Everybody who called, we got to say thank you to Rockstar Games, Toby Jones, AP and Crockett, and Adam Thinks. G Network presentation is what we always do.
That's right.
And we just want to say thank you, man.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody who called, who listened in. The chat room is blowing up. We definitely appreciate that. And I love everybody who done tuned into the show. Keep tuning in because we're going to have a lot more fun and a lot more topics. And we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Peace.
Truth Brothers Radio.